WTA's tax division uses the Tax Advisor Group, LLC, which is an independent CPA tax reduction planning and preparation firm. Tax-related services are offered to help business owners and individuals create sound tax planning strategies that are custom suited to their needs and objectives.
Do you love Takis Fuego chips? Well, you've never had them like this. If you never tried them, now's your chance. Wendy's new Takis Fuego meal is here with crushed Takis Fuego chips on a spicy chicken sandwich with chili lime sauce and a creamy corn spread. Plus, a small Fuego fries inspired by Takis Fuego chips and a bag of Takis Fuego chips while supplies last and a small drink available till midnight or later. Visit your local Upstate Wendy's to give it a try today.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, what's the culture of Snyder Tree Care?
As long as I'm in charge of this thing, and I've been doing this 30 years, the culture is people first. It's always people first. We're not going to make a decision to make profits over taking care of people. And it starts with our people, our employees. We offer, you know, benefits. We offer tacos or something every third Thursday when they come in from a hard day's work, just to say, hey, thanks for being part of the team. It's little things like that that seem to keep people real happy with us.
To Snyder Tree Care.
Looking for the ultimate ride? At Boneyard Cycles, they've got everything you need to hit the road in style. Whether you're after a new bike, pre-owned, parts, or top-tier service and repairs, Boneyard Cycles has you covered. From Harleys to cruisers to sport bikes and everything in between, Paul and his crew are here to get you on the road in style with no dealer or dock fees ever. So what are you waiting for? Visit Boneyard Cycles at 507 Pyramid Dairy Road in Anderson or at BoneyardCyclesOnline.net today.
Dexter asked me whether I saw Elmore in the summer league. Yeah, you know, John Elmore, you know, a little poor man's Jokic kind of stuff going on with him. Yep, exactly. You know, Cooper Flagg had a head of the field yoke. Actually, it wasn't quite ahead of the field. He sort of split two defenders after he came up with the loose ball and yoked it. And look, this is the difference. And I haven't watched that whole game yet, but you know, just that element alone, you know, the guy said, the guy doing the game says, what did he say? He said, welcome to the league, Cooper Flagg. It's not the league. Okay. Just to be clear, a lot of those people are going to be selling insurance in a few weeks. So it's not the league, but you know, the point is that he took off like a step from inside the foul line and yoked. And that's the point. You know, he plays both ends. He runs the court. He knows how to play the game of basketball. He's in shape. You know, the former alleged leader of that team was a fat slob who could never have done any of that physically and wants to walk the ball up the court every time. Trust me when I tell you, the Dallas Mavericks are a really interesting team now, not just for this year, but for the next few years. Because I think in the next few years, they're going to win an NBA championship. And the biggest reason why is going to be they got rid of the slug and they moved on. And I think they're well positioned. And I think they've done a great job. And look, they've got a baseline that is going to be dominant. Kyrie can still flat out play. He's not great defensively, but they have a baseline that will cover up for a lot of that. And Flagg is a versatile player who does everything pretty well. Rudy, good to have you, Rudy, as always.
Doug Tuttle, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Rudy. Thank you for getting in.
Sir, appreciate you. Walt, first of all, let me ramble a little bit. So I wake up this morning, and I was making my coffee, head to work, right? And I hear a shatter. A bird flew into my kitchen window.
Oh, no.
Yes, and it scared the bejeebies out of me.
That's why Ramona hates birds.
I'm almost to that point, really. And then I get home after work, right? And so I'm cutting my spigot on to water my flowers, you know, because it's 100 degree heat is taking a toll on them. But right, so I see this black snake crawling by. I was like, you know what? I listen to Walt. I'm gonna let you go because Walt says you're good for the environment.
That's right.
So yeah. So
well,
even
good.
Though I didn't like it.
Good, yeah. Good. Yeah, look, that's good. Trust me, you want to keep the rodents down.
This is true, yeah. But I don't want any foot-long field rats around
that's
here.
That's right, that's right.
I live in the country, so it's all good. Well, I want to run talk college and pro. I'm a Clemson fan, first and foremost, but also I've kept up with Auburn through the years since Bo Jackson.
Yep.
I was a big Bo Jackson fan. What do you see Auburn making a step this year?
I do. I'm high on Auburn. I think Auburn's going to make a big jump. I think they'll end the season ranked. I think they'll beat Alabama down on the plains. I think Hugh Freeze is a brilliant offensive coach, and Jackson Arnold is going to be an upgrade at quarterback, and I think Freeze will get the best out of him.
Do you think Arnold is where he was previously? He didn't look that good. I mean,
yeah. I think that Venables had a lot of issues at Oklahoma, and one of the first things he had to do was fix the defense, and I think the offense fell behind. And Arnold,
got left behind, yeah.
Yeah, Arnold just didn't look ready. He showed flashes, but there wasn't consistency, and I think he lost confidence. I think he'll get confidence back.
Does Auburn have weapons?
They do, yeah. They have one of the better receiving groups in the country, and they brought in Singleton from Georgia Tech.
Okay. Well, one last thing while I take off air, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Rudy.
You're the best. But
thank you, Rudy.
Well, give me some hope for the Falcons. Is it conceivable that they actually win a division, and they've got a decent chance of having a winning record? And thank you, bud.
Thank you, Rudy. Well, yeah, I mean, it's conceivable in part because of the division. Look, the division is still one of the worst in football, but I'm a big believer, obviously, in Michael Penix. I think that they have some weapons. I still think they need to add to their weapons. They obviously needed a pass rush element. They drafted two guys, not just one. And I think they get better in that regard. Walker was a guy they coveted. They got him. So I think they automatically get better. Look, I think going into the season, you'd probably say Tampa's the favorite in the division, but not by much over Atlanta. So that's, again, I expect a highly competitive division, not a great win total for the champion. And Atlanta's going to have a chance, without question. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap has been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why such a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing. The Gilstrap difference, serving the upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232. Tell them I sent you, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. You know, Ramona, we have this continuation of all these people talking about we're the goat. You know, I really appreciate people. I still think there must have been some sort of memo went out that says I'm dying or something, because like the last 4 weeks we've been like nothing but that. We appreciate that. Yeah, we put a lot of effort into it. I think from a talent analysis standpoint, we've proven that we're the best in the industry. And I think we have the track record to show that, but I appreciate all the kind words, very much so. You know, and by the way, we have great texters and great callers too, and we always appreciate that. Ramona, we're gonna take a little turn that you'll like on a Friday, because I got a couple other things for you, Ramona. Here's something else. This is just an oddity. This is not a thing for you. I heard this the other day, and I don't know where I heard it, but it's not really important. But I looked it up just to confirm what I thought I heard, and it's true. Father-son duos that were drafted in the first round of the Major League Baseball draft, and Soderstrom was one of them, the guy who hit the home run against Atlanta. That must be where I heard it. Maybe on the radio broadcast. I think it was Ben who said it on the radio broadcast. Following in a father's footstep is one thing, but to do so in an MLB draft is a whole other accomplishment entirely. There have been 10 father-son duos to be taken the first round of the Major League Baseball draft. How about that? 10.
Really?
Most recently in 2020, and when I heard this, I was trying to name them all. I named most of them, but I didn't get all of them. When catcher Tyler Soderstrom went 26 overall to join his father, Steve, who was a 6 overall pick in 93. Below is a look at the families who have seen a father-son go pro via the first round of the MLB draft, listed in order of lowest combined pick numbers. Bobby Witt, 1985, number 3 to the Rangers, and Bobby Witt Jr., 2019, number 2 to the Royals. That's pretty good. Father-son right there, my number 3 and number 2. How about that? I'm going to skip over all the description of them and just get to the details. Tom Grieve, 1966, went 6th to the Washington Senators. And Ben Grieve, 94, went 2 to the A's. Pretty good, pretty good. Jeff Burrows, was a big-time power hitter. 1969, number 1 overall to the Senators. And Sean Burrows, 1998, number 9 to the Padres. Delino DeShields, 1987, went 12 to the Expos, and Delino DeShields Jr., 2010, went 8 to the Astros. Tom Walker, 1968, went 9 to the Orioles. Neil Walker, 2004, went 11 to the Pirates. Steve Soderstrom, 1993, went 6 to the Giants, and his son, Tyler, who homered last night, against the Braves, went 2020, number 26 to the Athletics. And then John Mayberry, the great John Mayberry, went 1967, number 6 to the Astros. And John Mayberry Jr., 2002, went 28 to the Mariners. 2005, he went 19 to the Rangers. And then Steve Swisher, 73, went 21 to the White Sox. Nick Swisher, 2002, went 16 to the A's. Phil Nevin, 1992, went 1 to the Astros, and his apparently adopted son, Tyler Nevin, on the compensatory, went 38 to the Rockies. And are we at the end? Rod Boxberger, 1978, went 11 to the Astros, and Brad went 2009. 43 to the Reds. So that's the whole list. There have been 10 father and son combos to be drafted in round 1 of the Major League Baseball draft. How about that? Ralph, how are you, Ralph? Good to have you.
It's not a father son, and I don't think it's a first round draft. But before I get to that, our buddy Grayson Loftus, is he going to start for Charlotte, or are you hearing anything? I haven't been to Gaffney in a while, or what's it look like?
I would think that he would. I'll investigate that a little more tonight.
Yeah, that'll be good. I was kind of hoping maybe he'd come to Furman and work a miracle like that guy did that came from Wofford.
Yeah,
and then he went on down to Jack State and got in the semis at Jack State. So, just 2 or 3 years ago, that quarterback. I've told this story before, but Leon Culberson, who is the grandfather, I understand, of Charlie Culberson, almost married my dad's sister, Aunt Virginia, but he didn't. But Leon goes in for Dom DiMaggio in the sixth game of the 46 World Series between the Cards and the Red Sox. Just a great story. Leon ended up being the goat of the game, but part of that story is he was not the only person from Shannon, Georgia, on the roster with the Red Sox that year. There was another fella whose name I knew was his nephew. Well, I can't think of that guy's name right now, but two guys from a town outside the Cowpens or Dacusville are on the roster with the Red Sox. But Charlie's daughter now, I met her about 6 months ago. She's a co-ed at Clemson. I think it's your call. I think it'd be great to have her on someday, or maybe she could bring Charlie to the show to talk about his grandfather and the Red Sox and the Braves and the whole thing. I got to say one thing before you let me go. Leon, what did you say, guys? Nick Squisher. That's a heck of a name.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Nick Squisher.
Yeah.
But, here's another that's not father-son, but it looks like Walker Buehler will be traded to the Giants, where he will be back with his teammate from Vanderbilt, Yastrzemski's grandson, Mike, if Mike holds on. I think that'll be fun. I was excited about Walker playing with the Red Sox,
yeah.
But it doesn't look like it's happy deal there.
Yeah.
And so he may go to San Francisco.
Yeah,
so
it hasn't worked out. Walker has a bit of an odd personality, too.
That's what I came to feel. I just loved his name, for Buehler.
He had great stuff. I mean, when he was with the Dodgers, he had great stuff.
Right.
But he just...
Well, I think he's still got good stuff.
Yeah.
It's just not coming out right now. I mean, you know enough baseball to know that. It can reappear.
Yep.
And I hope it does, because I like the story, even though, it's like you said, it's just coming to be known to me that he does have a temperament, apparently,
yes.
And he got in that mess, a month ago there in Boston. But I never heard anything, when he was at Vanderbilt that he had that problem.
I don't know about Vanderbilt, but it was true with the Dodgers. And I actually saw it. I mean, I saw him act out on the field a number of times.
You were there?
Saw it on the broadcast.
We acted out in L.A.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, well, I hope he gets that fixed because he's a good story. All right.
Yep. Thank you, Ralph. Good talking to you. You can get in if you want. Text it. I thought Ramona was the 2016 Florida State bird calling champion. Exactly right. All right. I have a couple things for Ramona. We have more college football to get to. We have a couple other non-sports stories to get to that we'd love to feature for Ramona on Friday. So we'll do all of that. Texas said road rage is a drug. I arrange my work schedule around it 6 days a week. Semi-retired New York transplant. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Texter. Really appreciate that. Very kind to you. Again, these people all think I'm dying, Ramona, or something. They must know something I don't, because the last 4 weeks has been nothing but. Except for this one text who hates me. He's like, I don't know. He sent me something a few minutes ago. Who knows? Living in his own private Idaho. Walt him to the road rage. Quick break.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
I love learning, especially when it comes to learning more about my health and how to improve this lifestyle journey that we're on. Something I learned this week is that PhD weight loss clients often lose 25 to 30% of their body weight. And more importantly, they keep it off with the unique lifestyle integration phase that PhD Weight Loss provides. The real kicker is that PhD helps you do it with no side effects, no long-term risk, no major muscle loss, and no rebound weight gain when you stop. Just natural, lasting results. Learn how you can take back the keys to weight loss and a better lifestyle and begin with the free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment being offered right now at PhD Weight Loss. Give them a call in the Greenville office at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
The 2025 Atlanta Braves are battle-tested, and every game this summer is a chance to get back in the fight.
Punched out towards third, backhanded and foul ground by Riley. Long throw. Oh, what a play by Riley.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop, it's fun fashion for your feet.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
Ramona, Marty writes us about the trains. Marty is standing outside Alaska Railways.
Oh, cool.
He's on a train in Alaska. How about that?
That's very cool.
That is cool. Can you imagine the views from Alaska?
That would be cool.
Railway? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely incredible. You know, Texter writes me and says, how about Colorado on the interesting teams list, basically? And yeah, maybe it's a team I should have included. I didn't, but maybe I should, because I think they're certainly interesting without question. Okay, Ramona, so I've got a few things for you. In the sign of the apocalypse, Ramona, in the latest sign of the apocalypse, I offer you this. This is under a parenting section of a major national newspaper. Serial killer-inspired baby names are trending, revealing how culture can creep into our minds, experts say.
What?
People are naming their babies after serial killers.
Oh, that's not going to mess them up.
No, right.
Man, right. Don't you know about the name, how it does to people?
Right.
Candy.
Oh, look, Lisa, you're so cute, little John Wayne Gacy.
The serial killers, that you always know all three of their names. Right. Oh, that is just wrong.
Oh, you're such a cute little John Wayne Gacy.
Why would you do that?
Hey, why are you biting my finger?
We don't know why he's so mean. Might be his name there.
Right. Expecting parents are... hey, Ramona, this is more of that same type of language, the new language in articles now. Expecting parents are taking a stab at it.
The guy that wrote the article is doing that.
Quite literally, it says, villains, crooks, and knife-wielding nuts, although they're bad guys of society, their first names are becoming bloody good options for moms and dads to be, per a nightmarish new report. Baby names inspired by true crime icons, such as accused con artist Anna Delvey, mass murderer Ted Bundy, are on the rise, according to Baby Center UK and its top 100 baby names of 2025. The names of murderers, accused abusers, and fraudsters are in vogue among expecting mothers and fathers of Gen Beta babies, according to Baby Naming Insiders. But
I don't even know. That's ridiculous. Why would you want to...
I have no idea.
Use their names. And,
I have no idea why
the
anybody...
The older they get, the worse it's going to be on them.
Right. I have no idea why anybody...
Your name is who?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you?
It's little Ted Bundy.
I know, and then they're going to want to know if you're related to the guy.
It's little Teddy Bundy.
Gosh. Yeah, because you'd use their first and their last name in their first and second name, probably.
Hey, when little Teddy Bundy wants a rattle, you get him a rattle.
You do.
Now.
God.
Like, immediately.
That's so stupid.
If not sooner. Yeah, I mean, in a world where every day you hear something dumber than the previous guy,
that's...
Now, according to a national outlet on baby names that rates all the names, more babies are now being named after serial killers than
any. People think it's funny when they're babies, and then when they come to be adults, they got to deal with having these names.
Ramona, in company with the article, they got a picture of a little kid in a devil's outfit.
See, they know it's absurd. Oh, my God.
And honestly, the look on this kid's face, you better have named him Damien after the Omen or something.
Yeah,
this kid's trouble. You can tell this kid's trouble right now. No question. Probably picked the devil suit out himself.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, every day goes by, I think I can't
you
hear
think
anything
you're
more
not gonna hear anything
right more
ridiculous.
Ludicrous than the previous day.
That is ridiculous.
And then it's
when they're babies, you think, oh, this is funny, this is cool.
That's right.
But when they get to school and stuff, you know, and it'd just be bad for them.
And then this one, Ramona, this one's under World News from the AP. And this goes along with the song that we heard from Paul Thorne about not really liking his family.
Relatives?
Yeah, not really liking his family. And if I could show you this picture, Ramona, maybe I'll try and find a way to do that. If I could show this picture of this woman, you would say, in one word, you would say, oh, yeah, she's actually more
than
one.
Oh, you got a tweet. Well, can't you put it on your...
Yeah, she's guilty. Okay, she's guilty. All right, so this is World News Roundup. This is in Australia. It'll tell you that in the headline, too. Jury deliberates whether Australian woman served deadly mushrooms with intent to kill her in-laws. Wellington, New Zealand, actually, Ramona. A sequestered jury in Australia began deliberations Monday in the triple murder trial of Erin Patterson, accused of killing her estranged husband's relatives by deliberately serving them poisonous mushrooms for lunch. Three of Patterson's four guests, her parents-in-law, Don and Gail Patterson, and Gail's sister, Heather Wilkinson, died in the hospital after the 2023 meal at her home in Leongatha, in which she served individual beef Wellington pastries containing death cap mushrooms. She's accused of attempting to murder the fourth, Heather's husband, Ian Wilkinson, who was gravely ill but survived.
He must not ate all of his.
Yeah. During the 9-week Supreme Court trial in the state of Victoria, Patterson gave evidence in her own defense. The 50-year-old mother of two faces life in prison if convicted. Jury must decide if mushroom cook meant to kill. It isn't disputed that Patterson served her guests the toxic mushrooms or that the meal killed them, but the jury must decide whether she meant for them to die. No, she. What do you think she meant for them? She thinks she meant for them to get an upset stomach?
No. You know why? Because they sell them in the grocery store, and everybody knows the ones in the grocery store are okay. She found these somewhere on purpose.
Yeah, death cap. I don't even know what a death cap mushroom is, but it doesn't sound like something you'd put in food. You know,
I got her picture right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I looked her up. Yeah, can't you tell? To see it. She looks like she wants to kill her lawyer.
That's right. Again, it isn't disputed that Patterson served her guests the toxic mushrooms or that the meal killed them, but the jury must decide whether she meant for them to die. I mean, what other conclusion could there be? She served them toxic mushrooms, and it isn't disputed that the meal killed them.
Right. Well, she's probably her lawyer's probably trying to say that she didn't know they were toxic.
They found out
they were toxic later when they
this
all
woman
ended up
made
in the
individual beef Wellingtons. Yeah. She sure know if you can make individual beef
she
Wellingtons.
Didn't make a big pot of it,
right?
And but say it, everybody get some, and
right.
She probably didn't get any.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't want any. That'd be your first clue.
Yeah, she served herself a beef Wellington that had no death cap mushrooms in it.
Yeah, mushrooms in it.
Yeah, you know, and they must have just been like dropping one by one at the table. You know,
man, isn't that bizarre?
It's bizarre. Prosecutors in the case, which has gripped Australia for 2 years, said the accused woman researched, foraged, and served the mushrooms deliberately and lied to investigators to cover her tracks. So, you know, she researched it. So they already know, Ramona, that this woman was researching these mushrooms on the internet.
Yeah.
Their case against Patterson included that she disposed of a food hydrator after the fatal meal and reset her phone multiple times. The prosecution
to get rid of the searches.
The prosecution said she lied about having a dire medical diagnosis to ensure her guest attended the lunch. So she fabricated that she had.
She got him over there by
she told him she was dying.
She was ill.
Right. She told him she was dying.
And the husband survived.
Yeah. To ensure her guests attended the lunch, cooked individual pastries to avoid poisoning herself. We had that ahead of time, and fake symptoms to make it look as though she fell ill too. This woman's a beauty.
She didn't expect the husband to live. That's
no.
not good.
Oh no,
huh?
no, that's yeah, no, that's
that
no gouda.
That, yeah, that's no gouda.
But Patterson's lawyer said the poisoning was a terrible accident caused by a pantry mix-up of store-bought and wild mushrooms, which she didn't know were death caps.
See what I mean?
Okay.
If you got store-bought, then you know, say, if you don't go out somewhere in the woods and get some more.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Amateurs go out and hunt mushrooms and just have a Russian roulette as to whether they die or not.
Right.
No, nobody does that.
No, they sell them in the store. They're perfectly safe.
The defense case was that Patterson wasn't as ill as the other diners because she induced vomiting after the meal due to an eating disorder. Oh, my goodness gracious.
She doesn't look like she has an eating disorder.
The accused, by the way, lied to police, saying she had never foraged mushrooms or owned a dehydrator out of panic, her lawyer said. Oh, my God.
She didn't keep her mouth shut either. Yeah. That's bad.
Patterson denied telling her lunch guests she had a confirmed diagnosis of cancer. Prosecutors offered no motive. Justice Christopher Beale spent 4 days summarizing the case to jurors before their deliberations began, urging them not to be swayed by bias or prejudice or sympathy for the families of those who died. Patterson lies.
And why wouldn't we?
Some of which she admitted.
They got murdered. We would have sympathy. Yeah.
Patterson's lies, some of which she admitted during her evidence, could be used to assess her credibility, but didn't mean she was guilty of murder, Justice Beale said. Oh, no, that's right. She did all those things because she wasn't guilty of murder. She got rid of the dehydrator because she wasn't.
Yeah,
she erased the phone records.
Throw away your dehydrator or redo your phone multiple times.
Yeah. The defense said Erin had a positive and loving relationship with her lunch guests, who included her children's only living grandparents, that she had no reason to kill them.
Wrong. Man.
Wait. Simon Patterson was invited to the fatal lunch, but didn't go.
Now, who's that? His brother or somebody?
It doesn't say who Simon Patterson is.
He wanted to get the whole family in.
Yeah. Simon Patterson would have been her brother, right?
Oh, no. She's married to this. This is her in-laws. Could have been the husband's brother. That's her married name, Patterson.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't understand any of this.
You know what? Yeah. Next thing you know, Erin Patterson's going to be a popular baby name.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. She's a serial killer herself now. So you're 100% right. Oh, little Erin Patterson. Sweet little Erin Patterson.
Well, look at her. Yeah. Look at her. She looks like a little mushroom.
That's right. Miss Little Miss Deathcap Mushroom.
Yeah, look at that. What's she doing outside? What's she looking for?
Get a little bib with a deathcap mushroom on it. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a death. I know mushrooms can be dangerous.
But poisonous, you know. But
I didn't specifically know
that
there was
a... That means she went on the internet and said, what mushrooms can I use to kill?
Right. And then she made up this whole story about her having cancer so that they would be sure to come. Because apparently nobody likes her and they weren't going to come.
She had to tell them she was dying. They were like, okay, we don't have to see you about this last one time. We'll come.
Exactly right. We'll be forced.
That's horrible.
Except for Simon.
The poor thing.
Except for Simon, who didn't care.
He said, I'm not going. I don't care.
I don't care whether you're dying or not.
Poor guy. You know, he's glad he didn't go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Simon, very glad he didn't attend this little.
And her husband survived.
Yeah. The husband survived. But we don't know what state he's in. You know, we don't know any of that. But yeah, this photo that I have here, Ramon, if you're looking at the same photo, she has this blank, angry stare with this angry mug on her face and the glasses down over the top, the bottom of her nose.
Yeah, she's looking like, what are you looking at?
Yeah,
that's
it. Whoever
took the pictures, what are you looking at? You're next.
That's right. She's thinking of inviting them over for dinner, Ramon.
Yeah. Come on, everybody have lunch. Right.
Come on. I didn't do any of that stuff. Come on, I'll serve you beef Wellington.
Oh, where's my air dryer?
That's right. I need my dehydrator back. I gotta order another dehydrator. But come on over for lunch. It'll be great. I'm serving beef Wellington.
Man.
With mushrooms.
Yeah.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
Summer's right around the corner. Are you going to spend it on that same old dingy deck or dock? No, you're not, because you're the boss of you, and you put it off too long. Whether you're a contractor or building it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials and expertise for any outdoor living project, especially yours. From Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, it's all here. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square Clemson offers luxury, assisted living, and memory care options. Dominion is proud of its staff who are experienced in geriatric care and aging, staff who can help navigate the difficult decisions on how to prepare for the care your loved ones need the most. Call today to find out more and schedule a tour. 864-760-8968. Visit us online at DominionSeniorLiving.com.
Part A, Part B, Supplement, Advantage, Part D? It's enough to make your head spin. Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Turn any day into a special occasion when you give her fine jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Our experts will help you find a dazzling necklace, sparkling earrings, or a stunning bracelet. You know what she loves better than anyone. Turner's can customize a unique piece crafted flawlessly to show your love story. And when it's time to look for engagement or wedding rings, you can count on Turner's Jewelers to make the perfect day even better. Dream up a magical gift at turnersjewelers.com or visit Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
It's bow time. When you combine the bold taste of a Bojangles Chicken Supreme with dill pickles, Carolina Gold barbecue sauce, and a toasted bun that's great on the go, you get Bo's Bird Dog. In fact, you can grab two of them for $5, available for a limited time only. It's bow time.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Out here!
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're talking about some of the other strange stories that we've covered.
We've always covered the murderers.
Yeah, and Ramona was reminiscing about the one where the couple was fighting over the microwave, and she wound up killing her husband by stabbing him in an artery, in a leg over who was going to get to use the microwave first.
Yeah,
Ramona just said, "Come on, people! It only takes 5 minutes to cook something in the microwave."
Yeah, you have to stab somebody over a 5-minute wait period.
Right.
Remember, shoot me. Yeah,
I was just going to say that. The guy who said to the other guy, shoot me, you don't have the balls. And then, of course, the other guy shot him.
Shot him and killed him. Right. Yeah. Well,
things you don't say to somebody with a gun. Shoot me, you don't have the balls.
And then there was that one woman that killed her husband because he had the TV too loud.
That's right.
Remember that
That's right, too. That's right, the TV too loud.
There's a point where people snap.
Yeah.
And you just got to go.
Well, and we're there now because people are naming their children after serial killers. And people are all over this. Brent, somebody wrote, where'd it go? Oh, but hey, text room number, bro. And I thought I was being original with my kids, OJ and Aaron. Someone said, where'd it go? Where is it? It's going. It's going. Brent Anderson says, got a Dahmer joke for you. I don't think I can do that.
Ooh.
That's do you see
what?
That? Do you see that? Do you see that text? I mean, that's just, that's
which one? Can't say.
Brenton Anderson writes, got a Dahmer joke for you. What do you call a guy that runs from Dahmer?
I don't know.
Fast food.
Oh, no. That's, no, no. He was sick.
I didn't say that. I just wanted to be known. I did not say that. I did not say that.
That was a bad one.
I did not have anything to do with that. Orange Bill says, my little girl Dahmer. That's right. Dexter said, you bet, Walt. By the way, glad you enjoyed your Josh Gibson Cooperstown postcard. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dexter. I loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. It's absolutely awesome. It's exactly, honestly, it's exactly what I would have purchased. Because I am obviously an enormous fan of the history and Josh Gibson. This is Little Susie Ramona. Charles Manson Deptula has a ring to it. Maybe.
It just makes it worse and worse when you start naming all these people.
Right.
Why would you want to name your kid after these people?
Right. Why would you want to sort of set your kid back to begin with?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it means you're a nut.
As soon as he turns 18, he's going down to the courthouse and getting it changed.
Right, and the kids themselves, Ramona, what kind of life can they have when they have parents who think it's appropriate to name their kids after serial killers?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, it's just, the whole thing is unbelievable, right?
It is. It's weird.
I want to get to the teams that I view as, sort of interesting. And we'll get to that in a minute. But I actually have one more for you, Ramona.
Oh, you got another story?
Okay. I do.
Okay.
This is a woman who lives in California, and she has a unique problem with Amazon.
Okay.
Wait. What is all this? How did I wind up on Amazon? I didn't want to wind up on Amazon. I'm not sure I wound up on Amazon. Okay. All right. This woman has an interesting problem, Ramona, and she has a problem with a Chinese seller. I've got a Welch's fruit snack banner that is blocking me from this, and it doesn't.
Welch's fruit snack.
It doesn't have a. It doesn't have a way out of it. There's no X. You know, they like to hide the X's now so you can't close those things. But in this case, it doesn't exist. Okay. In any case, so this woman lives in California, Ramona, and she has a problem with a Chinese seller on Amazon. And you know what her problem is?
What?
Is that the Chinese seller listed her home as a return address. So why is that a problem? Well, it's a problem because hundreds of huge Amazon packages are being delivered to this woman's doorstep for over a year after this Chinese seller lists her home as the return address. So these people, Yeah, go ahead.
So they did that, and now all the other people that order from this company are using her address to...
All the dissatisfied customers of this Chinese company are sending their crap back to her address.
Oh.
And it's all the same thing, too. It's not like it's a million different things that maybe she could use. No. She has a driveway full of all of the exact same product, which we'll get to. A California woman has received hundreds of huge Amazon packages that she didn't order after a cheap Chinese seller listed her San Jose home as its return address. The woman, identified only as Kay, has been receiving the parcels for over a year now, and they've been arriving at such frequency she's had no choice but to stack them in her driveway to maintain some semblance of order. The boxes are piled chest high throughout her whole driveway and have become so numerous she can no longer park her car in her driveway. The culprit is a Chinese-based Amazon seller called Louise and Edian, which peddles faux leather car seat covers that apparently fit very few of the models they're designed for. So customers...
So you have to return, right, for sure.
So customers by the hundreds have been sending the junk products back. But the unwanted seat covers haven't been going back to wherever Louise and Edian is in China. They've been going to Kay's California driveway. It started as just one package that Kay thought was a wrong delivery, but more boxes kept arriving over the following weeks. Weeks turned into months, which became over a year, with more and more parcels showing up at her steps until Kay's stoop, entire front stoop, was also buried in boxes. The boxes are filled with faux leather car seats from a Chinese company that don't fit their cars. What you see now is just a fraction because I've refused delivery on more packages than you see here, she said. And if looking at this picture, Mona, her whole area, her whole drive is just loaded with these same boxes. The package pandemonium has become such a problem that sometimes when she comes home, she can't get her 88-year-old mother to the front door without first parting the sea of boxes blocking the entryway. And Amazon offered her next to no help for months, with at least six different complaint tickets being filed to no avail, she said. Every time I was absolutely assured this would stop, she told ABC7, you won't get any more of these packages. You'll hear from us in 24, 48 hours. The business office once tried offering her a $100 gift card for her trouble. But she also claims it told her it was her job to get rid of the packages and suggested she donate them or ship them back to the senders. What would her cost for shipping all these boxes back to the senders?
She could donate them, but they're not stopping. So no matter what she does with them, they're going to keep coming.
Donate them to who? Nobody's going to want them.
I don't know, what I'm saying is...
Right.
Unless they stop it from doing it, she's just going to have to just keep dealing with it forever.
Why is it my responsibility to get rid of this when your seller is not following your rules, Amazon, she said, referring to Louise and Edian's apparent violation Amazon
Louise and Edian,
policies. Y'all. International sellers are required to either list a U.S. address for returns, give buyers a prepaid shipping label, or issue refunds without requiring anything be mailed back. If they fail to do so within 2 days of a return request, Amazon's allowed to refund the buyer and bill the seller. Louise and Edian, which outside of its Amazon listings is a ghost online, appears to have skirted those rules by including an address that turned out to be Kay's. So they just gave a phony American address that turned out to be this poor woman's address. Amazon denied that it ever told Kay to handle the problem herself, but on Wednesday, finally arrived to clear out the packages and assured her again that she'd never see another Louise and Edian seat cover. We'd like to thank ABC7 for bringing this to our attention. We've apologized to the customer. Yeah, see, this is the bullcrap, Ramona. The only way you ever get a resolution on any of this is like if you go to the news. If it becomes public. They don't want the bad press. They don't want the bad advertising. And that's how they act. Because, again, otherwise, they were just going to continue to do this.
That's absurd. They should have immediately stopped it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
couldn't they have flagged it or something?
Yeah. Again, she contacted them numerous times, too. And they did absolutely nothing. Can you imagine your whole driveway and your whole entry to your house being filled with this stuff? I mean,
that's
just
terrible.
Just absolutely awesome. Absolutely awful. Texas, feel bad for that mail carrier. You're right. What is this? Walt. You covered who ACC contenders are bringing to Charlotte. Again, look, I think that if I had to pick the championship game, I would pick it between Clemson and SMU in a replay. Other than SMU, even with the losses that were pointed out in the by one of the few elements that the ESPN crew had right in that. Other than that, I would say that Miami, Pittsburgh and Louisville are the other contenders. I think Pittsburgh, you know, is really my best total play. That total 6.5. They're going to go way over 6.5 as long as Holstein doesn't get hurt. And I think they're a viable contender for the ACC title game, in part because I think they're talented. You have Holstein at quarterback. You have Desmond Reed at tailback. You have an offensive line that's certainly going to be healthier than last year's was. And you have a defense that may have the best linebacking group in the country. So I think they're very live in that regard, and I think they're going to be certainly a contender in the mix for the ACC championship game. But you know, I think the only guarantee is Clemson. I think Clemson's a mortal lock guarantee. I don't know what it would take. I guess it would take a Cade Klubnik injury, and I'm not even sure about that. I mean, I think that, you know, look, since the beginning of February, I've been saying Clemson plays for the national title. And there's a reason for it. And, you know, and like I said, you know, last year I put Clemson 12, I put Miami 13, I ranked SMU, and those basically all hit almost exactly. And this year it was apparent to me in early February that Clemson had fewer questions than virtually everybody else. So, you know, that was my rationale. So, yeah. Dexter said, I need Adina's address in California. I have 3 sets of cheap seat covers. That's from Tennessee Duke. What is this? What is this? Dexter 367, you got me on that text. What is that text? What is that hair text? Help me there. 9-4-0 says, we degenerates on the text line have had 5 days of road rage. Walt Ramona, it's been a great week. Thank you so much, 9-4-0. We appreciate that very much. Text says, Walt, I know you're a big fan of good music. If you like song about trains and hearing some talented musicians, check out Steep Canyon Rangers. Tell the ones, love the show as always. Enjoy. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And I'll do that. In fact, I'm going to write that down because I will not remember that name. I can only remember sports names because, you know, there's so much to the illness in my head. There's not room for anything else. I'm not gonna remember that. You can get in if you want, 654-767. All right, we're going to turn our attention to some of the more interesting teams in the country. What's the most interesting team in the country before the season? Again, interesting, not meaning great, not meaning awful, meaning you don't know. There's a particular element that's interesting. You know, there's something unusual about a team. I mean, I would say that the obvious is North Carolina, right? I mean, North Carolina has to be the most interesting team in the country. I didn't rank these. I just have a group of like 10 teams that I want to talk about from an interesting perspective. But North Carolina has to be the most interesting team, right? First of all, we have no idea whether they're going to be any good or not. There's no way of knowing, right? Bill Belichick and his 24-year-old, whatever she is, at North Carolina, you know, with her go-go boots and whatever else she was wearing, her Tar Heel blue duster, whatever all that is. I mean, they're in control at North Carolina. Generally speaking, pro coaches don't make good college coaches. And does anybody believe that Belichick views North Carolina as a long-term destination anyway? I mean, it's just a placeholder, right? I mean, the guy wants to coach in the NFL. He doesn't want to deal with 16, 17, 18-year-olds, right? I mean, he's put a smiley face. Well, unless he's dating them.
Yeah, he has a smiley face.
Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/radio. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit. hims.com/radio.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing tight. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it cry. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, playing tight.
Searching for your dream.